This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Absolute Philosopher here in Campo, California, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy. Now, what is the Absolute Philosopher? The Absolute Philosopher is what each one of us is. We are each thinkers. What is our goal? Our goal is a dream with a deadline. Yes, indeed. Our goal is a dream with a deadline. And just to make it sure that we are all thinking of the right thing at the right moment, the right time, which is now, what is the goal deadline? And the goal deadline is now. Now is the goal deadline. Dream with a deadline. So, as the Absolute Philosopher, we think, well, let's think in absolute terms. Well, in absolute terms, it's not all that interesting from one point of view, because it is. The absolute reports all is and is. Okay? In this universe, all is and is. Well, we have to think in the relative frame, because that's where we are living right at the moment. And we can extrapolate beautiful absolute concepts and go off into the never-never land of magical thinking. But when we get right down to it, let's live absolute right now. Okay? Now we make a statement, our original purity and integrity. We make that statement that is what our life is, our body is, our mind is, our soul is, our being is, our world is. That's what everything is. That's what the is is. That's what the is. The original purity and integrity. The original perfection and the original intensity and integrity. The direction that it's going. Now, what is our dream? Our dream is to be at peace with ourselves. Our dream is to be at peace with our world. Our dream is to be content. Our dream is to, so to speak, have all things. Our dream is to express all things, to be all things, and just live in a wonderful, dynamic, forceful, powerful, oh, super, super, super world. But how can we do that? How can we do that? How can we live in this super powerful world when we have a goal which is for some future time? Well, now is the acceptable time for my good. These are the words of a master teacher. Now is the acceptable time for my good. These are the words that you and I speak for ourselves regularly. Now is the acceptable time for our good. Why is now the acceptable time? Because there is no other time. And also because now all exists for us exactly as we want it to exist. If we would speak our word and say, I am expressing my original purity and integrity. I live in my original purity and integrity. I am that original purity and integrity. Then that's what we would know. That's what we would speak about. What does a mathematician speak about? He speaks about mathematics. He loves math. He thinks math is the subject and the foundation and the source of everything. And that's his stream of consciousness. What does a minister think about? He thinks about whatever his ministry teaches. If his ministry teaches the Bible, he thinks about the Bible. If his ministry teaches the philosophy of Jesus, he teaches that philosophy. If his ministry teaches the unhappiness of Jesus, then he teaches that. If his ministry teaches about the Buddha, if his ministry teaches about other philosophies, then that's what he teaches. That's what he lives. That's what he is. You don't expect a minister to be not divine. You expect him to live in the consciousness, in the consciousness, in the consciousness of who he is now. Why don't we do that? We do. We live in the consciousness of just what our thoughts are. And if our consciousness is not exactly what we want, let's change our thoughts. Change what we think about. It is not a matter of changing it, but it's a matter of thinking about what we want to be. That is, thinking about what excites us. Are we a mathematician? Then let's get busy and think about math. You don't have to tell a mathematician that. If you are a little child and you go out and play in the sandbox in the yard, your mind is totally concentrating on what you're doing. You have your little trucks, and they are big trucks, and you're pushing them around, and they're driving by themselves. And you're playing in the sand, and you build a mountain, and the truck drives over the mountain, and you smash one truck into another, and you say, oh boy. Or you would never think of doing that. You would never think of smashing one truck into another. You would never think of hurting your toys, if this is what your parents teach you, if this is what you're allowed to think. If you're allowed to be a child without violence, then you will be an adult without violence. If you turn off that radio, that television, if you turn off the violence, we watched the story about the Buddha. It was a great story, and a very sensitive story. But in that story, there were areas of violence, there were areas of anxiety, there were areas of great intensity and great concern, merely to get our emotions all involved. However, if they had let those things out and just maintained the dignity of how the young Buddha was found and how the young Lama master was found, that would be glorious and beautiful. Maybe it's what I want. Maybe it's what I saw. But there was the violence. There was that indignity to human nature. There was the talk about being forced out of Tibet in 59. There was these thoughts. And they weren't the story. The story was about how they found the new leader, how they were guided to go to a person in a town, in a place, and how certain things that this child did indicated that it was possibly heir to the throne of the teaching. Yes. Yes. It is in the now. And it is a dream of the now. And it is positive now. And it is up to us to take all of this other stuff, all of this what you might call negative humanity, and release it. And maintain the positive humanity, the joy of saying all is in divine order, the joy of saying this is the is, this is the perfect child, this is the choice. How do they know that intuitively? How do they know that introspectively? How do they know that by listening within? How do they know which it was? And how could they tell? And you see, they knew in their heart. And they knew just how far to go. When Swami Rama was a baby, the master who came to his parents and said, when your child is so old, he will come and be a student of mine. And the parent says, no way. And they went on with their life, not thinking a thing about it. And then the parents died in an auto crash. And the boy went to live with his master, with the teacher. Now, how did the master know that? Did he kill the parents? Heavens, no. Did he cause the parents to release the child? No. He knew the child was going to be his, and the ways through which it happened were unimportant. And you say, well, it was important to know that the parents were killed and then the child went to live with him. No, it isn't. It's just important to know that the child went to live with this master and trained under him to become a most exceptional being. It's not important to know the whys and the wherefores of things. It's only important to know that this is what is to be. This is our choice to live in our purity, in our integrity, in our dynamic self. And as we live in this dynamic self, our dynamic self will be. People say to me, why do people come to the monastery, the absolute monastery in Campo? Why do people come there and stay for 6, 10, 12, 18, 30 years? Why do they come there and do this? And the answer is, they had made a decision within themselves. Did they leave their parents? Did they leave their husbands and wives? Did they leave their children? Did they leave their family? As Jesus said to them, if you would follow me, leave your family. Let the dead bury the dead. Come and give all of your wealth to the poor and follow me. Follow me. Now, the monastery might be that same clarion call to follow it, to follow the inner awareness of absolute quality, of being themselves and having fun. And why, who they left, if they left anybody? Did everyone leave somebody? Oh, yes, their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and husbands and wives and children and whomever. Yes, they left, because we all have lives before we move into another adventure. And we leave those lives to move into the other adventure. But what we left is absolutely unimportant. It's what we entered into and what we revealed to ourselves. That's what's absolutely important. And the goal for that is right now. And you are ready to walk that line, to take that movement, to experience that happening right now. And isn't it wonderful? Have a great and a wonderful right now. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you so much. I love you.